Aloha.
He jerks off to Skinamax.
I can remember the name of the kid who shit himself in the dugout in third grade.
Welcome, we're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. You're listening to episode 370 of the show. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for being a part of our world. If you would like to reach out, you can do so via the email address, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. You can also call us. Leave us a voicemail, 949-464-TBLS. Forgot we still had a Facebook page. I haven't been on in a long time. Also, I haven't been on our Reddit, our subreddit. Has Dolomite been maintaining our subreddit? Dola, how's our subreddit looking these days? I haven't been on it in ages. But you can go there. Also, our Red Circle page, if you like to become a subscriber to our bonus content, you can do so via the link at the top, pinned to the top of my Twitter. You could do it at the link at the top of the ballerlifestyle.com homepage. You can do it via the link in the episode notes of this show right now. Any of those things will work. But become a subscriber. We'd love to have you as part of our most important listener group. I am joined now, as I am always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Not a ton, but I just read this evening.
What's that?
Your take on it.
I'll give it to you.
Okay. So this is... So we just don't call it Dunkin' Donuts anymore? It's Dunkin'? You don't even have it out there, do you?
They do have it. But it's, you know, it's a Johnny come lately. If we're, you know, we have such a massive Vietnamese community here in Southern California, and the Vietnamese really, and Cambodians really, they found a home in the donut game back in like after post Vietnam. So
you have,
we
like,
had
real donut. I went to a couple in because I, you know, I'm not getting donuts, but I was on vacation with my kids.
I went
to a couple like authentic donut shops.
It was
the real deal.
Yeah. We have a real donut culture here. So we don't, Dunkin' exists and so does Krispy Kreme. They're around, and there's also Winchell's, which is like the local chain. But for the most part, also Yum Yum, which is trash donuts. But for the most part, yeah, I know it's stupid. For the most part, it's independent and they're all called like USA Donut or like Granny Donut or like stuff, you know, they all have like name like that. So, yeah, we have Dunkin', but not really.
Well, the headline, I mean, has nothing to do with donuts except for the guy worked there, but a Dunkin' worker fatally punched a customer who called him a racial slur. So it seems like a 77-year-old man dropped the N-bomb a couple of times, and he got punched, and then the guy fell and broke his skull and died.
Oh, no.
And I am not okay with just killing people for name-calling.
Yes.
But I feel like the punch in the face should be on the table for... You run your mouth, you get punched, right?
I mean, talk shit, get hit, I normally would agree with, but it's an old guy. Old guys
so
are crazy.
So he gets immunity?
Come on. Sometimes, it depends on the size of him. I put an old guy a lot of times in the woman category. You just can't hit an old guy. Now, if he's a big, burly, like, truck driver old guy, dad strength... You know, if he's
this old guy was crazy because I mean, just the mugshot.
Yeah,
this guy looks pretty intense looking. He looks like he's ready to punch again. But I just, you know, should get hit.
It's a fine line.
If he stabbed the guy, I'd be like, that was too far.
Yeah,
he punched
that's too
him,
far.
And unfortunately, the old guy had an old result.
That happens. I mean, sometimes people get punched and they fall back, you know, and this is a problem. You know who this guy needs to talk to? His Lord and Savior, because it's a bad design. The back of your head is real. Cool. Yes, it's real susceptible to cracking open. It's
killed Liam Neeson's wife.
Right. What's her name? Natasha Richardson.
Richardson? Yeah.
Yeah. It's the front of your head that's got all the strength. You fall forward.
You can headbutt people.
Yes, you can headbutt people. You got a strong ass front of the head. You got a weak ass back of the head. And that's, you know, that happens. But I got to take it on a case by case basis. Sometimes it's okay to hit an old guy, but most of the time I would say no. You just got to like not for name call. Unless.
But I mean, the guy's dropping N-bombs. He's very comfortable saying something like, yes, that's hate speech.
Sure. It is. He didn't
say, I know. Asshole, give me my donut. He was dropping N-bombs. Those are charged words.
It's a sockable situation. But also, and here's the thing. If you manslaughter somebody, even by accident, you can't say, well, he called me an N-bomb. You know, so it's like, it's kind of like what consequence are you okay with?
I believe this was indoors and there were accounts of this happening as it's being described.
Yeah.
But
so you're going to go to prison. If you punch somebody and they, no matter what they did to you, if you punch somebody and they die as a result of you punching them, you're going to go to prison for that.
Well,
so
we all
like,
saw Con Air.
Sure. Yeah. Who didn't?
I mean,
it's a fantastic movie.
He went to jail because, you know, he was good at fighting.
Well, because of his training, his fists were considered a lethal weapon because he was in the Rangers or the Special Forces or something.
Right.
And as a result, he went to prison for fighting, which is not, you know, it is what it is. So I guess that could be the cautionary tale. Like, you don't want to go out like I'm drawing a blank on his character's name and you're going to say it. And then I'm going to be really mad at myself.
Oh, now you've made me draw a blank. I know, you had the bunny.
Yeah, hit the bunny.
Randall?
He hung out with the Bubba Gump guy.
Yeah.
Also, oh, Dave Chappelle was there. Dave Chappelle.
Well, we had Cyrus the Virus. Let's work backwards.
Yes,
Cyrus the Virus.
John Malkovich. Yes. John Cusack was there with a lot of hair dye.
A lot of hair plugs, too, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Also, our good friend Mark the Nomad pointed out that every time somebody shot a gun in that movie, fire shot out of it. Or was that Face Off?
You know, there was, I think it was fire in this one. There was, remember Billy Bedlam, the guy he fought for the bunny in the cargo?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yes.
Diamond Dog was Ving Rhames.
Ving Rhames. Steve Buscemi was there, and he was like a serial killer.
He was he got the Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah. Yep.
And then there was Danny Trejo was Johnny 23 or Johnny 20 something.
Quick aside. Danny Trejo. Yeah, real short. Danny Trejo has reached out via Jason Stewart. He wants to be a guest on the Baller Lifestyle podcast.
Danny Trejo?
Yeah, Danny Trejo wants to do a Danny Trejo episode of the amazing. Baller Lifestyle podcast. My first question to Danny Trejo is, did you ever want to say to Michael Mann, why the fuck is this character's name that I have to say Wangro? Because it's just such a weird name to have, Wangro. And they say it so many times in the movie. And then Danny Trejo's got this amazing death scene where he's bleeding out the back of the head. And they just want, Robert De Niro just wants that one piece of information. Who the fuck was it? And Danny Trejo, as he's dying, says, it was Wangro.
Like, when I see that movie,
yeah, you think about Wayne Grove.
Well, I think of when I hear that name, I think of backup mid-80s Orioles third baseman Wayne Gross.
Exactly.
He was in A and like an Oriole for 1 year.
It took me having seen that movie Heat several times to realize that Wangro was just the guy's last name. I think at some point they say whatever his first name was.
Like Charlie Wangro?
Yeah. And then you realize, for the first four or five times I saw Heat, and this was a two VHS version of Heat. I thought his name was Wayne Grow. Yeah, and I'm like, why are they saying his whole name every time they talk about this guy? And it's just his last name, Wayne Grow.
Oh, I just thought of the name and it's going to kill you.
Connor. Yeah.
Cameron Poe.
Cameron Poe. That's a great name.
It's a great name.
See, Wayne Grow should have been called Cameron Poe. And then he could have been like, it was Poe. That was Poe who did. And then you're like, oh, that's a better death scene. I don't know. So Danny Trejo has made overtures. Jason Stewart's been inundated with calls and texts from Danny Trejo's manager to be a guest on the Baller Lifestyle podcast. So that could come in the future.
My favorite role for him is in Desperado. Banderas, where he's throwing the knives.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, that is a badass movie. That's a good movie. And also Salma Hayek's in that.
And she's naked.
Yeah. Yeah. Peaks. Salma Hayek, although, though.
You know, I saw a picture of her not long ago, like a month ago.
Yeah.
Still, that peak is lasting a long time.
That's what I was going to say. Correction, because her peak, she's had like a 30-year peak. Like she hit a peak and there is no subsequent valley, only the peak, two peaks.
And one other thing, last night I was watching, I think it's a two-part. I watched most of last night. The Alex Gibney, always, his documentaries are awesome, but infuriating.
He's good. I follow him on Twitter. Which are the ones he's done? The Thin Blue Line?
That's Errol Morris.
Yeah.
Gibney did, he did that Scientology documentary.
Oh yes.
He's done some really good ones lately that I'm drawing a blank, but right now is the crime of the century. It's about the Sackler family and the Oxycontin and all that shit.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, you know, a lot of the bad dudes, but seeing it all laid out, and he you know, slips in clips of like paramedics going out on calls, and it's just disgraceful, and like it's infuriating, but like it's good that there's more publicity being paid to these assholes, that all these people that just were like, you know what, we're gonna kind of lie to the doctors, but then shame on the doctors over the last 20 years that had the evidence. You can blame the first wave, because they were lied to and said it wasn't addictive, but everyone after like year three of Oxy being available, there's no excuse.
There were like small towns in West Virginia that were prescribing like 400,000 pills a month. And there's like 100 people in the town.
You could look up how many pills this town has by any zip code. And yeah, there are towns that every person in town was getting hundreds of pills based on, you know, the numbers.
Hundreds. Yeah, it's one of my favorite singer-songwriters, Jeff Tweedy of the band Wilco. He was addicted to Vicodin, and he was saying that he would go to a Walgreens. He lives in Chicago. He would go to a Walgreens, and the kid that recognized him, the kid that worked at the pharmacy recognized him, and would just like hook him up, like just give him like 100 pills at a time every time he came in. And he asked him, he goes, "Hey, aren't they going to notice these are gone?" And he's like, "Oh no, we prescribe like 250,000 of these pills a month. They're not going to notice 100 being missing." And it's just one pharmacy.
Awful.
Awful. Yeah, I mean, that's, and it was on purpose.
Yeah, I mean, Elvis got the Dr. Feelgood treatment. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, fucking doctors. Like, I don't really have a huge problem with like real drug dealers. Like, just sure. guys who were like, I'm selling heroin and,
yeah.
you know, I'm just hustling heroin. But a professional that you're supposed to trust, that they're jamming the shit down your throat, which leads to heroin addiction, those are the ultimate jackals.
Yeah, it's true. It's absolutely true. And it's, and make no mistake, this has been enabled by the United States government. There was a DEA agent, I believe he was DEA, or he was like some kind of like federal interdiction officer, that like made the case against these Sackler people and like spelled it all out. And there was a 60 Minutes and a This American Life about this. Oh, he's probably in the documentary. And he had laid it all out, and no one in Congress would call for hearings on all this information that he had, because they were all paid off by Big Pharma.
There are scores of people to blame for this, but it really points a finger at all of them in this thing. It's not. I just thought of another one that Gibney did.
Is it on? Yeah.
It's on HBO. The smartest HBO. Guys in the room, the Enron doc. That Enron. Was great.
Yeah.
He did that one. But it's just, you know, it's, I don't know. Every once in a while, I like being infuriated. Like, I like watching a documentary where I'm like, oh. And everyone, this isn't fucking Adnan or what's his name? The guy, the serial. This isn't like a slanted take. They're just saying, hey, this happened. These people died. Like, there's no, you should have no sympathy for the fucking Sackler family making billions of dollars.
And they saw this coming. So they like, oh my God, guess what? I just dropped my mechanical pencil.
Yeah. There you go.
They also like saw this coming. So they like tax sheltered their money. They like gifted it around the family, and they're so fucking rich.
Yeah.
It's weird that they invented OxyContin, which is just heroin.
It really is. Like, you know how we laugh about the days, oh, look, they used to just prescribe cocaine in this thing and heroin. And then they realized heroin was a terrible idea in like 1840 or whatever, you know, whatever it was, some crazy long time ago. They're like, this is a bad thing. And then, I don't know.
No, I agree with you 100%. It's horrible. I'll have to watch it. Remember last week? Remember Fan?
Of course.
Fan sent an email last week.
It was crazy generous and like just mind blowing.
Yeah, hold on. Let me reread it because I feel like this is, if a lot of people are catching up, they might not listen every week. Although people do listen to the back episodes, I scroll back and every week somebody downloads episode 1. Episode 1 through 100, like, we weren't really good at this until like...
Took us a while to figure it
out. Well, I mean, things really changed around like 270 or so. I'll just say that. Like, might have been like 250. Like,
we hit our stride.
Yeah, things got better around that time. But, you know, we weren't that good at this. Until long after those first ones, and people still download the first ones, but a lot of times people are like, just catching up on the show. So let me read Fan's email from last week. Hold on. I got to find it. I wasn't ready for this.
Oh, I just pulled up Con Air. What about Swamp Thing? That was another guy on Con Air.
Oh yeah. Which I feel like he dies early on the plane. Which one's Swamp Thing?
He was the, like the hillbilly
big white guy, right?
Who like, yeah, who I think Ving Rhames calls him a hillbilly, but he's the guy who flies the plane when they get to that sandstorm.
Right. Yes. Oh, okay.
Agent Vince Larkin is the plugs and the hair dye.
Yeah.
Cusack.
Yeah, Cusack. He used to be the best. Okay. This is what Fan said last week. Hello, ballers. The last few episodes have been better than great. This podcast has become a place of excellence. After the 421 Baller Lifestyle Peace Treaty, that was the icing on the cake for me. I finally realized how great the both of you really are. You both make a place at least once a week where we can go to get away from life's adversities and have a laugh. Very few things feel better than laughing and having a great time. I believe more people should hear this podcast, saying thank you isn't enough. I was wondering if both you and your listeners would want to start a GoFundMe account to raise money to advertise and grow this podcast. Brian, you yourself have been on other podcasts and have had the hosts compliment the work that you and Ed do. The more listeners you have, the more chances you have to find the people who want to support your time with money. Your time you are spending is worth more than you are receiving. I was wondering if you wanted to start a GoFundMe account to grow your podcast. I will donate $500 to the fund. There are a few ways to get you to the top of the list. One of them is money. I honestly believe the second is to do an episode of Dolomite's White Christmas Special. I forgot about that part. People grow because people help. You helped me and others look forward to Wednesday every week. I would like to say more than thank you. I hope other listeners agree and want to help. Any amount is fine. To each of you and your listeners, a sharp salute and thank you for your service. We all make this country a great place. Thank you, ballers. That's from FanFan.
Amazing.
P.S. My wife proofread this email. Brian, you always call me out for my spelling and grammar errors. She asked me, what is the Dolomite Christmas special all about? She wanted to hear more about it as well. 2021 question mark. So he sent that last week. And then this week, he sent me this. So he has set up a GoFundMe page. And I don't know what to say about this. Like, it's hard enough to ask for money for the stuff that we actually do. But this, if you care to contribute, there is a page up. Let me see what it's called. It's just called Baller Life. I'm sure if you search Baller Lifestyle Baller Lifestyle Podcast on GoFundMe, you will find it. And I will also post a link here in the show notes that you can click on if you care to contribute. And it says, here's what he's written on the GoFundMe. Hello, my name is FanFan. A fan of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. I'm doing a fundraiser to help grow Brian and Ed's podcast. Brian Beckner and Ed Daly, no quotes, by the way, over the past year plus have produced some of their best work. Funny as shit. While in podcasting, you still need some help with the grammar, FanFan. I could help you with this.
Wife needs to help with the...
Yeah. You know that voice in your head that's talking to you and only you? That voice? If you listened to it and articulated that voice, people would think you were batshit crazy. That's Brian and Ed. You can relate to what I'm trying to say. So I know what we can do here. He set up this page and I assume he contributed because there's two contributions. One for $25, which is amazing. That's a lot. That's a lot to give, especially in this what's going on in the world and the position people are in. The other contribution was for $512. So we're more than 20% of the way there because the amount that he's set it up for is $2,500. And I know where he's going with this because we could theoretically, if we raise this amount of money, you know how some shows are on if you click on iTunes, if you open Apple Podcasts or the search page or whatever, there's shows there already. There's like, you know, here, check this out or listen to this. Well, you can't give money to iTunes to be on that page. But
that's just right.
There are some apps that will let you advertise on their front page. And it's pay to play. It's payola. And it has really benefited a lot of shows in the past. So I think that's kind of how FanFan is working this. So if you care to contribute, it is there for you to contribute. And I'm also thinking of like when we reach levels.
We got to do stuff.
So here's one thing that was suggested to me. Like when we get to $1,000, we have LSU Lala read some erotic fiction and play it on the show. So that's just one idea. But we can like tier it. And as you know, if somebody gives $5, that's amazing. If everybody gave $5, we would be there yesterday. So it's something you can think about. It's not something that's expected of anybody, but if you care to contribute, the link is there. Go there and just know that it's not going into our pockets. It's going to help grow the show. And that's all there is. That's all I have to say about that. So thank you for that, fan. Fan, you're a special dude. And of course, Fan's going to get his white Christmas show, of course. Okay. Well, oh, one more thing. So the last couple weeks, you know what's been a big topic on this show? Bowling. We've been talking about bowling like crazy. And this week, this is much like the time Ed reached out to the great Larry Minetti. Rick Orville Wright from a show that friend of the show Jason Stewart has never seen. Magnum P.I.
I forgot about it. I already blocked that fact from my mind.
So Jason doesn't listen to the show, but if he did, and he listens to the ones he's on. So when he hears that aloha at the beginning of the show,
he just thinks it's us or something.
That we cut from that cameo that you bought from Larry Minetti,
yeah.
Rick Orville Wright from Magnum P.I. He doesn't get that doesn't register for him. But if it was like, Lucy, I'm home, he would get erect. He would get engorged.
If he heard Babalu, he'd know.
Yeah, exactly. Thing. Yes. He loves because he loves I Love Lucy. So this week, we've been talking about bowling a lot lately. And remember a couple shows ago, our friend Ben 906, who just has one of the great voices on the level of our friend Dolomite. He's his
Lala.
Voice, actually, both of their voices actually tickle my prostate when I'm listening to the show. Like I get a little like tingle just under my balls. He reached out this week via DM, and this is what he said. And he's our bowling correspondent, right? So he's
Greek church, right?
Yeah, he told us about the Greek church. He knows a lot about bowling. We were talking about the guys on the bowling tour and what their life must be like. And he was telling us like what kind of bowling annies there are on the bowling circuit when these guys go town to town. And it's got to be rough. It's nothing like the woman I saw sitting with Raul Mondesi at the bar at the Westin Hotel on Michigan Avenue in Chicago one year after the game. And she didn't seem to be a fluent Spanish speaker, and he was not a real strong English speaker at that point, and she didn't seem to mind, and he didn't seem to mind. I'm just saying that the professional bowling groupies are not like Major League Baseball groupies. And so we've named Ben 906 our official bowling correspondent of the show. Well, he reached out this week and he said, B, I reached out to a friend. You might want to wait for live reaction on the pod. And all I can see here is a picture of a dude in an Under Armour shirt, appears to be at a golf course, and just three words. Norm Duke cameo. Friend of the show, Ben 906, the bowling correspondent of record, has us a cameo from the great Norm Duke.
Whoa.
Let's listen.
Hello, Ed, Brian, Norm Duke here. As you can see, I'm on the golf course, actually the putting green. And I got these aeration holes and I got sand all over the place. The greens are white, but that's like going to a bowling center where all you got is dry lanes and ain't nothing you can do about it. You know, you just move on. That's what I'm doing today. But listen, I've been checking out your podcast. And you guys do a great job with all the sports, really. But thank you for including bowling. Not just the 7-10 by Mr. Nair, which was cool as heck, by the way. And those games like the 100 against 299, Mika and Doherty, those are easy to cover. But all your coverage of bowling, we appreciate it. What we need is for people to have an opinion. And the fact that y'all have one, it furthers our direction, and we appreciate it. Ben sent me this request, so he and I both thank you for all the job that you're doing with bowling. Now listen, I'm going to do some really cool things in the future with bowling, and you're going to be right there to cover it. So I want to be on your podcast as soon as I'm worthy. Well, listen, thank you again. Appreciate you, and I will see you down the road.
Oh, unbelievable. Brush with greatness.
Misty-eyed.
I'm going to send
you. Yeah, we're.
I'm going to send you this because, you know, and I'll also include it in the show notes, but this is a beautiful moment for us.
I mean,
I feel special.
Dude is, he's a made man in the bowling world.
He's a Hall of Famer. Let's just look up Norm Duke's statistics. Because I want to know, like, look, he's a Hall of Famer.
He bowled a 300 game on television January 5th, 2003.
Wow. Unbelievable. On television. I'm sure Chris Schenkel was there to call it. Oh, he's a Texan.
A member of both the PBA and USBC Halls of Fame. One of only three players in history to reach 40 career PBA Tour titles.
Ooh, seven, including seven majors. I'll just, Ed, I know you're not a big golf guy. Phil Mickelson, arguably the second or third best golfer in the history of the sport.
Yeah.
Six majors. One fewer than Norm Duke. Unbelievable. He won the Cleveland Open in 1983.
This is like
beat Earl Anthony.
I mean, I'm trying to think of where this is like, you know, in basketball terms. I mean, this is what, like, one of the top winners ever.
Yeah.
Is this like Will Chamberlain?
I mean, I don't know how much he's fucked, but if he could be.
Oh, come on.
What? I'm sure he's fucked a lot.
You've seen him.
He's gorgeous.
Of course he is.
Gorgeous. Also, and I don't know if this is, I feel like this matters because the great Ginger Assassin, who's not one of the top players on tour, it's my understanding, which is why he left. Remember, and you pointed that out.
As we discussed. Yeah.
He left himself that 7-10 split. You don't leave yourself, pro doesn't leave a 7-10 split.
Right. Somebody like me.
Right.
I'll leave
every time. Every time. The Ginger Assassin, he's a big dude. And I imagine that benefits because you can really get that spin in there. Much like Rocket Roger Clemens versus, say, like a slider dude like Jamie Moyer. That's the difference.
Right.
Norm Duke, 5'5". A diminutive bowler. Also,
he's like, isn't Roy Oswalt like a 5'5"?
That's a good, that's a better example. I think Roy Oswalt, because he's a ball player, is probably like 5'11". But yes, similarly, this also.
Or Billy Wagner.
That's a good one, too. That's a good one, too. He was a righty, so the Ginger Assassin. And again, we shouldn't put the Ginger Assassin in the conversation with Norm Duke because he's nowhere near the player. Norm Duke is a righty. Stroker delivery. Interesting, because I also use my right hand for a stroker delivery. Amazing. Ben 906, official bowling correspondent of the show. He brings us Norm.
He delivers in a big way.
He brings us Norm Duke. I mean, what the fuck? That is quite possibly the greatest thing that's ever happened on this show. We love you for that. Ed, let's bang out some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia.
Oh, he's Manuel in Gardenia. Ooh. Voicemails. Oh, I see a 310 number here. Could it possibly be our dear friend Manuel? Let's check.
Brad, Big.
Oh, yeah.
Give my best to E.G. Edward.
Well, then why is he? I mean, you're here. That's, in my opinion, yeah. Give my best. What? Give my best is kind of more of a neg than quote Ed, as the emailers do.
Oh, I'm feeling the love, man.
Okay, all right, that's all right. Okay. Give my best.
Hey, man, what the hell happened to USC, man? One time, I remember this place.
Wait, wasn't the last time he called in about USC? Who's talking about USC?
Is this the same voice?
No. This is brand new. This came in Thursday. What's going on? Ed, you know I don't follow sports.
There hasn't even been sports. There's no since sports. The last voice.
Wait, I saw some.
I mean, I'm just talking about the two major
Are
sports.
There still football teams playing in the spring? Did that happen already?
Yeah, I think that's got to be done.
It's got to be.
Yeah, like smaller, like I think HBCUs were playing
right,
in the spring.
Right. NAIA?
Like smaller leagues.
Right.
Probably.
D3? Okay. Well, let's see. Hey, maybe there's something. Hey, remember Manuel told us about the road that Tiger drove on, Hawthorne Boulevard, where he had his bad accident in Paso Robles.
Key details.
Yeah, so maybe he knows something that happened at USC that we don't. Let's check it.
It's been an esteemed university. Not just a hot, steaming pile of crap. I mean, from all of these lawsuits and settlements, multi-million-dollar settlements of these perverted doctors, to now the homeless hobo community elect of the year.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys have caught wind of this, but so there was some homeless dude. Right?
Yeah.
Hobo. Bum. Whatever you want to call him.
No, we don't call Manuel, you know we don't call him.
We
don't call him any of those things. We call him unhoused. We call them people with
homeless is fine.
Schizophrenia. Like they're unwell people. Drug addicts, usually.
Vagrant. Vagabond. Street person.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
20 something, all right? 25 years old. Now let's put that in perspective.
Yeah.
He sneaks into the USC football area or to the team activity.
Oh.
Supposedly, I guess, for like a span of 10 days.
Oh, is this like a Forrest Gump situation, Ed? Maybe he fucking.
What did he say? Because it got a little.
Saying a homeless.
Distorted.
He's saying a homeless dude. Hold on, I'll turn it down a little bit. I'll say he's saying a homeless dude snuck into the USC.
Oh, like Rudy.
Well, no, Rudy. Well, Rudy walked on
in like the like he was sleeping in like a locker room.
Is there a bigger fugazi on the planet than this fucking Rudy guy? By the way.
Well, he got caught, right? He's gotten dinged for
he was
mail
doing
fraud
some mail fraud. He was doing he's
a fraud.
He was doing those motivational speeches because they got Frodo's buddy to play him in a movie.
Yeah, they got Mikey from Goonies to play him, and so people thought he was a nice
right.
guy.
Mikey from Goonies was there, and then also John Favreau and Vince Vaughn were there because
Vince Vaughn.
They were local hires.
Became friends on that.
Yeah, they were local hires. They were this movie was this Notre Dame, so these guys were Chicago guys. Got hired locally, and they were in that bullshit scene where everybody put their fucking jersey on Ara Parseghian or Dan Devine's desk.
Yeah, I saw an interview. I think it was with Devine, and he goes, "If they gave me their jerseys, they would never have gotten."
Of course
back.
Not. Are you kidding? Put the fucking scout team out there.
Yeah, I'd rather lose than like just get embarrassed by the team.
Yeah. Just like nobody gave a shit about fucking Rudy. Nobody wanted Rudy out there on the, I mean, maybe to laugh at. I remember freshman football. We'd do the like practice special teams and nobody wanted to be the kick returner because he would just get fucking destroyed on every play. And the coach would be like, okay, let's do it again. And he'd be like, they would like, could there would be an indentation on the field from his body on the last play. And so we would just push the fucking Rudy of the team out there to do it. That was Rudy's job, is just to try to catch the punt and just get fucking macked by all the dudes running as fast as they could.
An underrated Jackass TV moment was when he returned the punt against USC without any blocking or kickoff or whatever it was, and just got.
I think one of the SC guys, like, got that took him out, that destroyed poor Knoxville in that sequence, like, broke his wrist thrashing him and missed the Rose Bowl. They didn't make the Rose Bowl, but I think it was the SC UCLA game after that. So fuck Rudy, by the way, whatever we're talking about. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, fuck Rudy. It was about the sleeping in the at USC. Right.
So, like, sleeping at USC. So, like, Rudy, he was a motivational speaker. Like, we make fun of Mike Arruzzioni on this show. Right. He's gone to lunch on the miracle. What's it called? On the miracle game
at Lake Placid.
Yeah, Lake Placid. Do you believe in miracles? And he didn't even score the goal, but he was on the team. He was one of the players. He was a guy.
I think he scored the goal, but it was Craig who
Jim Craig. Jim Craig.
Craig was the
and
guy.
Of course the coach Herb Dean
Brooks,
of course, played in the fantastic movie by the great Kurt Russell. Okay, it's Manuel needs to get to the point. He's been talking for a minute, and all he wants to do is say all the names for homelessness.
Where he's like sleeping in some office, having his run of like the showering area, and certain. Field areas where
look, this Manuel is explaining a story like I do. He does not know the fucking details of the story. He's having his run of the shower area and certain field parts.
Field parts.
That's some kind of shit. I would say.
What's the problem? I mean, I feel bad for someone who doesn't have a home, and this guy found somewhere to shower.
Yes.
Where's the problem with USC so far?
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't know what the issue is. I mean, USC, the University of South Central, is in a very undesirable area of Los Angeles, unlike UCLA, which is in Westwood, which is fucking badass, baller, lots of traffic, but very nice.
I wouldn't say badass. It's very nice. It's very nice. Badass. It's a very soft area of town.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. It's like, it's a high.
I'm just saying badass is a, yes, it's very high end. It's crazy how high
it's
end.
It's like
it
where
is.
Ben Affleck lives. It's like where Larry David lives. Yeah. It's yeah. Bad adjective.
It's where Nicole.
Right. There's lives. Right around the corner. Yeah, that's exactly right.
The team practices, right? Mind you, this is a fucking bum, dude. And dude is like 25 years old.
I don't care, Manuel. Like, if I needed to take a shower, I would sneak into a place and take a shower. I don't give a fuck. And I would do field parts.
Sounds like the dude was desperate, and he found field parts to do.
Yes, I would do field parts. I would probably, like, if the training table was out, I'd fuck up some prime rib at the training table, too, if I was hungry. And you know what? If there was a shower, I'd take a fucking shower. I'd go over there and take a shower right now. I don't give a fuck. Like a nice hot shower. Okay, next voicemail.
Hey guys, you're talking about this.
Hey LSU, if we hit the $1,000 and we're not that far considering that one guy gave us 512, the guy that started it. If we
you're on the hook.
If we hit 1,000, I'm gonna need your email because I'm gonna send you
erotic fiction.
I'm gonna send you. You know what I'm gonna do? Because we do this sometimes on Trend Lightly, I'm going to find some real weird fanfic. Like, Ed, we can come up with something. There's fanfic for anybody you can think of. It's out there and it's erotic.
Like sex? Yeah, erotic?
Yeah, fanfic? Erotic. So we'll find some erotic, like erotic Star Wars fanfic or something. Or people will, hey, guys, reach out to us. Tell us what kind of fanfic we need to find for LSU and his fucking sexy ass voice to read. Because it's out there for everything. We can find pretty much everything. You know what? There's my chick found that she sent to me. There's a lot of Steve Buscemi fanfic out there. There's a lot of people that want to fuck Steve Buscemi. And there's fanfic for days.
Oh, you know who it has to be. It's Willem Dafoe.
Oh, fuck yes, it does. Fuck yes, it does. Or what if there's some Raising Cane's fanfic out there? Or maybe we make it like local. I like Willem Dafoe, but we could also make it because LSU, I mean, he's a Louisiana guy. So we could do like some Angel Heart fanfic or, you know, something that like, oh, what's the one with the...
How about Emeril Lagasse?
Yes. That's see? That's, right? No, the Commander's Palace. Yes. So FYI, LSU, that's something you're going to have to do for us. FYI.
Duger guy possessing child porn. And...
Hey, LSU. Trying to get us on a watch list?
What did he say about child porn?
You know the Dugers?
Oh, yeah. We talked about them.
Oh, right. Okay. I guess we brought this up. That's right. Okay. You're off the hook, LSU, but you still got to read that thing when we come up with it. I'll find a good one.
Got me thinking, who possesses porn? I thought you kind of just look at it on your phone. You just find something random and...
Fucking LSU's a phone porn pervert. Disgusting.
Guess what?
So are you. I know.
Somebody else. You know
you're a female. You're a les girls only / solo pervert, which is the biggest kind of pervert you can be. It's really like what? So beyond.
You're such a fucking deviant. Need to see an apple bag ever.
I got
what?
I got one buddy. Talk about deviants. I know a guy only watches soft porn.
What? What?
Like Skinamax. So he jerks off to Skinamax.
Actually, that seems like you're missing something. I would say less girl on girl, more girl on herself.
God, you're a monster. Disgusting. You are a disgusting human being. Oh my God, disgusting. Toys. Ugh.
Because favorite. I don't have to see a real dog.
But don't you want to put yourself
see any apple?
Don't back. You want to put yourself in the scenario? Don't you want to imagine?
I can do it without seeing somebody's wrinkled balls.
You're a fucking memory jacker. That's the worst kind of person that there is. Just no. Chris Harrison
there's no memory. I have to see stuff going on. I just can't now.
Chris,
I can't look at an apple bag and get into
Chris
it.
Chris Harrison's on his way to your house. This is like my buddy Todd, who in the days before the internet came up with laminated porn, because he's like, I go to the shower, I get out the metal Rolodex. He's like, but a lot of people can't do that. So that's why we need laminated porn for the shower. And he wasn't wrong. Like he was just a little late to the party because the internet came. Just after that. Okay. Let's see what this fucking LSU's gotta say.
Listen, and you move on. I didn't think I had people actually say any of this crap, so I would think it's a telltale sign that someone's a psychotic perv if they're possessing it. Do you agree?
Oh, possessing porn in general. No, you know who's a psychotic perv? Somebody that watches soft porn and jacks off to it. Somebody that jerks off to girls by themselves. Disgusting.
Why would anyone own it? That's a weird thing in this day and age.
It is weird.
There's literally millions of videos.
Yeah, but a podcast is a great way to be like...
Yeah, go on. Sorry.
Whoa.
I know, it's weird. Sorry. One should.
It's just there's millions of videos that you don't have to pay for or own.
I'm gonna be honest.
I don't know.
I got like 5 or 6 classics on my computer. Classics.
Don't tell me you have videos of yourself that you work to.
Well, I would never work to myself.
I've heard of people who do that.
No, that's like some...
Oh, yeah. Trust me, whatever you can imagine, there's somebody doing.
What's Christian Bale's name in American Psycho?
Patrick Bateman.
That's some Patrick Bateman shit. Right there.
Flexing in the mirror.
Yeah, exactly. You shouldn't... No one really owns porn, but I'll be honest, and especially now, I like to watch real people having sex for my porno. That's my porno of choice. And these tube sites have kind of cleaned that up. You got to like, and that's for the better.
You just got to go to amateur, which is at least better than
right. But you have to like prove who you are now, because there were some problematic videos making it onto these sites that I was not trying to run into. So yeah, you shouldn't possess porn as a rule. I mean, these days, it's everything's in the cloud anymore, right? Speaking of that, Ed, I've been in touch with the penis connoisseur setting up for another review next week. Next week on the show.
And you said this is somebody we know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if this person has... I assume we do, but I don't know. I don't know if this person has made their...
I'm not saying we know the name, but I thought you said it's supposed to be somebody we know.
Well, I think it is. But I don't think that this person is going to make their identity known. But that's between this person and the penis connoisseur.
Understood. Yes. I'm just saying all we know is that we know.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Not we don't know.
Because the other... Because the previous submitted dongs on this show that have been reviewed, and I believe there's been two so far, they likely could have been people that we knew also. But...
True.
We didn't know that we knew them, if that makes sense. Okay.
I mean...
I know, right? Oh, wait, we have emails. My God. Here we go. Ballers. On last week's episode, you hit a nerve when you mentioned the guy who murdered Cecil the Lion. That demented dentist. Oh, remember the teeth on that guy, Ed?
Yeah, too much white.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, because he was a dentist. They go way too hard. That demented dentist is from Minnesota, and I usually like to stick up for my home state. But there's no defending a lion murderer. Just like there's no defending crazy Mr. Pillow Man. You see that picture of the MyPillow guy with Joe Piscopo?
Yeah.
Boy, we were really fed a bill of goods on Piscopo back in the day. I mean, the thing is...
He was in a lot of Miller Lite commercials.
He was. And remember when he got real jacked? Like, he was on...
And that was it for him.
Yeah,
his comedy career ended with the
muscle. He got so jacked, because they did like a Bruce Lee thing or something in one of those Miller Lite commercials, and he ripped off his shirt, and he was so fucking jacked. And the thing is, you can't really respect anybody that's too jacked.
And also, he married the nanny and released a song.
Oh, yeah.
Kimberly!
Yeah.
Kimberly!
Yeah, yeah.
Real embarrassing behavior.
So here's the thing. Like, look, I make fun of Jamie Foxx, but he's a talented musician. Similarly, but he's also a comedian. Similarly, Eddie Murphy, he partnered with our guy Rick James to do an amazing song, My Girl Likes to Party All the Time. So these guys always want to do the thing outside of the thing. And Joe Piscopo was no different.
He wanted to lift weights.
Right. And I think he also didn't he do like a, because remember he used to do Sinatra, but then I think much like Jason Stewart co-star Robert Davi, I think he did like a Sinatra act afterward.
Right.
Problematic. Pillow Man. Anyway, last week you said you hate a few types of people, like Mount Everest climber guy. Hate that asshole. And lots of ski lift tickets guy. Speaking of that, Ed, I've almost stopped because we talked about the too many parking passes on the car guy.
Yeah.
I was running the other day, and my body's falling apart because I run now, Ed, and my feet and ankles and calves seize up about...
Yeah, I can't run anymore.
Yeah, about...
I'm out on running because of that. My feet are a mess. My left knee is not so good. Like, running just
kills me now. Yeah, it's like... And then the next day, my hips are real sore. It's like, I don't feel old. And then I get out on the road, and like a mile in, I'm not even breathing heavy. And my...
It's violent. Running's violent.
It's violent. It's bad on the joints. And, you know, I mean, look at my body. Come on. Here's a few additions. Number one, pro cycler guy. We've all seen these clowns with their spandex bike shorts with extra ass padding, pedaling their several $1,000 bikes in the middle of the road. That's for fucking sure. They think they're Lance Armstrong by bending down to be more aerodynamic, while guys like me have to drive behind them, resisting the urge to give them a little bump from behind. Hey, buddy. The lanes in the road are meant for motor vehicles. Move to the shoulder. I'm surprised Manuel hasn't come across this yet. Hey, emailer. He doesn't need any encouragement. He definitely has come across it.
I encountered them on Sunday, taking my son to a soccer game. And there's, I guess, some community.
Yeah.
Like right by the border of New York and New Jersey where... There were like, I'm not kidding when I say two dozen, three dozen, all wearing
matched.
The clothes.
They like, matched the, like a team.
Well, not all the same. Yeah. That was the thing. Like it's like, you know, when you see a bar on a Sunday and everybody's wearing their favorite NFL jersey.
Oh.
These guys were all wearing different. It was like the Peloton. Yeah. It was the weirdest thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I've seen it.
I ride my bike 6 days a week and I just wear... A t-shirt and river. A pair of mesh shorts. Yeah. Like, I'm not fucking... What? Yeah. Like, they're dressing up as like, pro cyclists.
What kind of bike you got? You got, like, a road bike?
Road bike.
Yeah. But you like...
Fucking old.
Yeah.
Raleigh.
Oh, like, that's nice. Those are cool.
15 years old. Like, it's got some rust on it. Like,
is it
it's
steel?
Just, it's serviceable.
Or aluminum?
It's aluminum.
Oh. That's pretty cool.
It's not... It's... You know, it's fun. I got it when I was doing like a few triathlons years ago.
Yeah, that's cool.
But it does the
trick. No, we got these guys out here, Ed. And what is the reason? Because you know this too. When I run, if there's asphalt, I try to run on the asphalt because it's softer. And
absolutely way better than concrete.
Way better than concrete. So if I can avoid the sidewalk, I run on the asphalt because it's easier. But I keep it fucking tight to the side of the road because I don't want to be killed by a motor vehicle. I don't know if you guys noticed this. And if you're driving behind me, you definitely notice it. People are always on their fucking phones while they're driving.
I know. Well, that's why as a runner, you should run on the left side of the road so you can...
Oncoming.
You can see the car.
I try to do that. Yeah. I try to do that. But
bikers are supposed to be on the right side of the road. That's why I don't like being on the road. I try to be on a bike path because...
Yes.
Yeah. People are on their phones and they easily drift into close to the curb and they could clip you.
And the bikers, like there's a white line that denotes where the lane is and where the bike goes. The bikers are either on the white line... Are a little to the left of it.
Fuckers.
In the fucking lane. In the lane of traffic where I'm fucking driving. Hey, cyclists. I know we got them in the audience because I've been yelled at by them a few times on email. Let me know. What's going on? Why? How come you guys can't be over to the right? Like towards the curb?
Come on, cycly.
Right. Exactly. Number two. Dog walker who doesn't pick up guy. Well, that guy.
Disgusting. Yeah.
How about, like, I hike, Ed. These people will pick up their dog feces, bag it up.
Yeah.
And then just fucking drop it right there with you. Just right there.
What?
Like, not only, because what the thing that was there will eventually disintegrate, biodegrade. it's just a nuisance to other humans that it, that it's there. But now you've put it in a plastic bag. The plastic.
Oh, and then leave the plastic bag there?
Now it's in something that won't go away, that harms the environment.
Oh, fucking monsters.
And they just leave it right. And I'm not talking about like where, you know, where the city comes and picks up things. I'm talking about on the trail where the wild animals are.
Disgusting.
Well, like, why even pick it up? I used to, when my family had a dog, I would take him out on the trails. And sometimes, you know, he would relieve himself on the trail. And I'm not saying I'm number two dog walker who doesn't pick up guy, but I definitely wasn't bagging it up with my hand. What I would do, and I'm sorry if this triggers anybody, what I would do is if he would relieve himself on the trail, I would find an implement of some sort and just whack it off of the trail into some bushes somewhere where it wasn't a problem for anybody. That's what I would do. I wouldn't bag it up and fucking drop it right there in the middle for everybody to encounter.
Monsters.
This douchebag is the scum of the earth. These people are so lazy that they think it's okay for Fido to leave a fresh present on my lawn. Now that's fucked up. Sure, pal, no problem. Let me pick up that steaming load for you. If you can't bend over to pick up little daisies, I don't use the D word. Emailer. Then you don't deserve a dog. The Venn diagram of this guy and no mask guy has to be 99% the same. Yeah, these people are just in it for themselves. P.S. I echo the comments from others recently that the TBLS podcast is appointment listening for me. I can't get enough. Keep up the great work. Signed, JL from Minnesota. JL, you are the best. Ed, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
Ed, what's going on in the world of sports? I've been fucking flapping my lips this whole time. Let's blast through these.
Bob Baffert, he once again, one of his horses got caught with steroids. And it was the Derby winner, but he wasn't disqualified or he. I don't know.
They're reviewing him or something.
But he's banned from the Preakness. And he's blaming cancel culture for the Medina Spirit doping allegations.
Here's what I love about this. Because no one has ever been canceled, first of all. And if
what network was he on when he brought that up?
Right.
Cancel culture.
Fox News?
I think he got the memo and he's like, all right, I'm on Fox News. Let me dust off the old cancel culture.
No one has ever been canceled, but the more it gets used, the less efficacy it has. So please, please, please keep saying you're being canceled. Now, here's another thing. Ed, who is the worst umpire in Major League Baseball?
Cowboy Joe West.
He's up there. There's one guy that's slightly worse.
I got to tell you, my interest in baseball when the Orioles suck, which is often, is not so good.
Angel Hernandez is widely considered to be the worst Major League Baseball umpire. The fact that we know any umpire's name, if we know their name, that means they're bad at what they do. Why do we know a fucking horse trainer's name? Bob Baffert.
He gets caught all the time.
He gets caught all the time, but also, like, inject the fucking horses with anything. Who gives a shit? I don't care. Well, why even deny it?
These horses don't even know they're running. No. Why are we doing this?
I know.
It doesn't work.
It's stupid. It's fun to bet on.
I know. I'll bet the ponies. It's a good day out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A day at the races.
We go down to Del Mar, and they have fucking craft beers down there, Ed. They have, and, like, There'll be bands that play afterwards. You bet the fucking ponies all day. You get wasted. Take the train down there.
Sounds lovely.
It's amazing. It's the summertime.
What I would say is, of all sports, the one I actually have more of a problem with are the horses getting doped up. Because, they don't have a choice. Santa Anita? They're all dropping dead?
Yeah. That's every horse track, by the way.
I know. But it's just... Yeah. If you want to race them, it's already questionable on how they're treated. But
they murder them.
Let's not drug them up. What's going on? I did find it funny. I saw a headline that, you know how Trump's not on Twitter, so he puts out press releases?
No, I didn't know that.
He called. Yeah, I mean, it's great because I don't read them, but he called the horse Medina Spirit. He called it a junkie.
That's weird because, that's weird because Bob Baffert seems like he and Trump would kick it.
Right? I would, but I mean, he called him. I get maybe he had money on the race or something. I don't know, but
he did.
But he goes, that horse is a junkie. I was thinking, come on, Baffert, give me a fix. I'll suck your dick.
Snuffleupagus.
Come on, Baffert. Yes, Baffert. Baffert, I'm turning tricks here. Just give me my fix.
Fuck Bob Baffert. Fuck horse racing. Who gives a fuck? Honestly.
Nah, I know. Yeah. A U.S. businessman was arrested for shooting a dog that stole his ball on a Puerto Rican golf course.
What the? He shot a dog?
Because it took his ball.
How about I fucking shoot this fucking guy's balls?
You know, I was saying it's okay to punch an old man who's dropping inbox. This guy, they took your ball. I'm sure they'll give you a drop if a dog just runs off with your ball.
I play golf sometimes. I play with a guy, one guy, who's pretty good. He's really good. He'll go multiple rounds where he plays the same ball. He'll be like. One time I was playing with him not that long ago. He's been on the show. I won't say his name. One time I was playing with him not that long ago, and he lost a ball. And he'll look for a while. Yeah. Then he fucking murdered a dog. And he goes, he goes, I had that ball for 57 holes. He knew exactly how many holes he'd played with that ball, and it was 57 holes. I lose about a ball a hole.
Yeah. I'm probably in the range. The last time I played golf, I probably lost 16 balls.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially I like to play on muni courses where when I slice it, it goes onto the other fairway and then I can just play it up that fairway and then I don't lose balls that way.
I often play somebody else's ball that was there that for the last week.
A lot of times I'll be in the bushes where the snakes are looking for the balls and looking for my ball. And I'll be like, hey guys, I found it. And then I'll hit it out of there and it'll be pink. Cause it's just some lady's ball that I found. Whatever. Right. Calm down on your ball. But U.S. businessman in Puerto Rico. You're there to fucking hide from taxes in the first place. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And I imagine pretty soon we're gonna make Puerto Rico a state. So go fuck yourself. B. I imagine that since they're not a state. They got their own system of justice down there. And imagine they're not going to take too kindly to fucking somebody that murders
that dog owner.
Pepe. Okay, what's next?
Little Bosco.
Yeah.
Tommy Tuberville advises NFL rookies to stay out of politics.
He's,
quote,
yeah.
Talk about what you know about.
Well, Tommy Tuberville, he's a moron. And he was elected 8 months ago. And he's already over it.
Talk about what you know about, even though I don't know the three branches of government and didn't participate in any debates.
And also, if you watch Veep, quite possibly the greatest show that's ever been made. If you watch Veep.
Amazing show.
It actually does kind of teach you about politics in a satirical way. When you get elected. There's all sorts of people that have worked there for a long time. And you hire the people that work there that know how the city works. how government works. So you go, you don't really need to know a lot of shit because there's people that you employ. You get a good chief of staff and they make good money and they go, oh, here's what you do in this situation. They advise you. So you don't end up looking stupid and not knowing about how government works. You hire people that tell you how government works.
But when you're really dumb, yeah. You don't hire those right people.
I know. You get the wrong people.
Those are the people that get exposed.
Yeah, that's true. That's a really good point. Okay. Not sports.
Well, it's time for Not Sports. Not Sports segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Not Sports. Not Sports. Not Sports. Not Sports. Not Sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Not Sports. Not Sports. Not Sports segment.
Ed, what's popping in the world of not sports stories?
RIP to cocaine mega dealer George Jung, who the movie Blow was about.
Yeah, great movie. Boston George.
He died at 73. And I remember hearing a podcast with Barry Levinson and a cool little anecdote. When Levinson moved out to Hollywood or lived out there, so I don't know if he moved there or came – no, he came from the Baltimore area. But he had a roommate. Roommates like, I'm taking acting classes and why don't you come with me? Levinson came with him, fell in love with the movie business or something. The other guy's like, yeah, this is too slow for me. And then he never really saw him again until he saw the movie Blow. Yeah. And he's like, that's my roommate, George Jung.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was the guy that got the guy who made Diner.
Amazing. He into it. Yeah. That's amazing. Penelope Cruz in that movie didn't she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Didn't really speak a word of English. Nearly.
No.
Yeah. No. Good movie though. RIP Boston George.
RIP Tawny Katane.
This is pretty sad. I don't want to make this about me. Well, there's two I have two memories of Tawny Katane.
Oh, I do. I think you have mentioned a Tawny Katane memory.
Yeah. First memory, me wrenching it to my pickle on her, with her on the fucking
hood of that. Here I go again on my own.
I mean, she was barefoot. She had those long legs. She was so beautiful.
She was also Rick Gasco's bride to be in Bachelor Party.
Right. Yes. Oh, I remember. She was really, really beautiful. Then she got married to Chuck Finley. Then about, I would say roughly 14 months ago, I saw her walking into Whole Foods with a little white dog with her. And I was like, whew, she used to be Tawny Katane. And hey, look, people get older. I don't know what the cause of death was. But all I will say is firsthand, when I saw her roughly a year ago before she died at Whole Foods, she was looking a little rough. That's all I'll say. R.I.P.
I mean, everybody that I knew, and myself included, had very fond memories of her until then all of a sudden you saw that mugshot and you're like, what happened?
Yeah.
When she beat up Chuck Finley.
Yep. Poor Chuck Finley. I mean, I
sad.
There's, I don't recall ever cranking my knob to a different
Chuck Finley.
Well, I definitely never. I'm a Dodger fan, so it would have been Jerry Royce. But I don't remember masturbating to another video in my life other than.
I can say that video.
Yeah.
And one of the En Vogue videos.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot going on. Right.
Yeah, definitely. RIP. What else, Ed?
Power couple.
Yeah.
Bill and Melinda Gates filed for divorce. And some details are leaking out. One of them being that Melinda met with divorce lawyers in 2019 amid Epstein revelations. And also, Bill used to spend one weekend a year with an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. I heard that this week, maybe like on NPR or something. Once a year, they had like a get out of jail free card, but it wasn't really that. He would do a vacation with his ex-girlfriend.
That's crazy.
Yeah. If my girlfriend wanted to do a vacation with her ex-boyfriend, she'd have two ex-boyfriends.
I mean, I can see certain open relationships, the ball player's wife that's like, all right,
yeah,
out of town. But having a deep relationship with somebody that you're having a weekend with, that's crazy. That's a real relationship.
Yeah, they would go and I can't remember where I heard this, but they would go skydiving or something, and then they would do like long walks on the beach together. And like,
can you imagine having to
get
into the sack with Bill Gates? I mean, I know
the sweaters, got money,
but come on,
the sweaters.
Disgusting.
I'm watching Couples Therapy on Showtime.
Yeah,
and there's one. It all takes place in New York, and there's one guy. He drives the subway. And they're like a Puerto Rican couple. That's not important, but just for reference.
Gotcha. Right.
And he's a little bit chubby. And one of their issues in their relationship is he's got body issues. So he doesn't take off his shirt when they bang.
Oh, no.
I picture.
Sopranos.
Yeah, I picture. Oh, I started rewatching The Sopranos, by the way. So good. It's Tony Soprano. Ed. Gandolfini.
Greatest actor.
He's so good. I literally get sad about a couple times a year when I realize he's dead. I can't believe he's dead. He was 38 when that show started.
Whoa.
I know. 38. But I picture Bill Gates like leaving all those sweaters on when he bangs. Like he can't.
Glasses on.
Yeah, glasses.
He doesn't even take the glasses off.
Glasses, sweaters, exactly. Okay, what else?
A Florida teen accused of rigging homecoming election will be tried as an adult. What?
For what? What crime did he commit? Being smart?
Who cares? I can remember the name of the kid who shit himself in the dugout in third grade. Yeah. I can remember the kid who, you know, I can remember all kind of details. I don't know anything about who won homecoming. No idea. None.
It's weird. I try to tell my
kids.
It's like this insular little world that you think is the whole world. That's high school. And it's such a fucking blip. I mean, yes, it's formative in the sense that you're really, you know, not who you're becoming who you are at that time.
Right. But just weather the storm.
Yeah, it ends. You think these are all the people in the world and then you never see any of them again.
I mean, not at all.
Yeah.
You might keep a few relationships, but that's by choice.
Yeah, absolutely. You pick the ones you want to still
interact
know.
With these monsters.
Yes, absolutely.
But yeah, try it as an adult. Like, what kind of fucking justice system? What a waste. Why are you wasting any... Nobody should be burning calories for somebody rigging the homecoming election.
No, that's insane.
She's not going to, but they said she could face up to 16 years in jail or something. Like, hey, come on. What? This is insane.
It's crazy.
A White Castle opened its largest location in Orlando, and people waited in line for hours to get their sliders. The drive-through line was over a mile long.
How could you drive to White Castle? Like, I don't live in I've never been to White Castle. I've had the microwave ones. Don't you have to be drunk to eat them?
They taste the same. Yeah, you have to be shit-faced.
Yeah.
But they taste the same as the microwave ones. Yeah. They're bad. They're really bad.
I mean, if I was drunk, I'd fuck with one. I would fuck up some White Castle. Yeah.
But there's certain foods when you have when you're drunk.
Yeah.
But if you have when you're sober and
disgusting.
You're like, what?
Yeah. Taco Bell comes to mind.
Mm-hmm. This made the rounds this week and just a hilarious visual. So it's going to be somewhat lost. But an Ohio state senator used a Zoom office background while driving during a hearing.
Yeah.
He's wearing a seatbelt.
No, it's amazing. It doesn't even look.
And it looks like an office, but he's got a seatbelt on.
It's like bad Photoshop. That reminds me, my buddy Matt sent me this. Hold on. Some guy in, I don't know, I think this might be Iowa or something, showed up to court, and court was on Zoom, and everybody had their name on their Zoom, and his name on Zoom for court was Buttfucker 3000. Hold on, I'll play it. I'll play the clip. Let's see if it plays. It's hard to play from your phone. Oh my fucking God. Because it's in a text. Here we go.
Good morning, sir. What's your name?
Me?
Yeah, you. Yes.
Nathaniel Saxon, sir.
Your name's not Buttfucker 3000, you yo-ho. Logging into my court with that as your screen.
That's the judge.
Screen name.
Why would that?
That in a little bit. What kind of idiot logs into court like that? What's your name again?
Nathaniel Saxon, sir, but I don't believe that I typed anything like that in.
Well, that's what it says.
Why? I apologize. That's just not.
Yeah, me. You should. I'll put you in the waiting room. You can sit in limbo for a while and think about what you call yourself online.
Did the judge need to say Buttfucker 3000? I felt like he was like
he knew
this was a viral moment.
To say it.
Yeah.
He was looking for an excuse to say it.
Yeah. I mean, respect
your name's
to all parties.
Buttfucker 3000?
Yes. Unbelievable.
Yeah, kind of like everyone involved here.
Yeah.
A Japanese company called the Ma Corporation
is
working on a container-like bag that'll allow pet owners to take their live fish for walks.
I saw this on Twitter, and I think I retweeted it. And it's like, they got a big ass fish. It's like, you know, you could
just
take
a clear bag.
Right. It looks Japanese, you know, it's like probably cost $300, but this is definitely when you're going to fuck a fish, right? You're like, hey, I can't fuck my fish at this location. I need to take it to a second location and that's where I fuck fish. So I got to take it there. And then I can hold it in a cylinder where it can't get away because I'm going to fuck it. And so I need to put this fish in the cylinder so it can only, you know, it's like the old joke where the farmer takes the sheep up to a cliff. So it keeps backing up so he can fuck the sheep. It's the same, but this is a fish because these Japanese dudes are definitely fucking their fish.
Well, let's stay in Japan. Because a Japanese town took all their COVID relief money and built a flying squid statue.
This is for that tentacle porn that Paul watches. Like here's the levels of deviance on porn. Number one, softcore. Number two, solo.
Come on.
You're disgusting. Number three. Those tentacle hentai. Is that what that's called? Tentacle cartoon things. Whatever that is.
Is it anime? Cartoons?
Something. Yes. It's slightly less creepy than what you watch. And then number four, of course.
Tentacle is less creepy?
Yes. Number four, of course, gaping, which is disgusting.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay. What else?
J-Lo and Ben Affleck enjoyed a week-long vacation in Montana 17 years after breaking up.
Total fake relationship, but imagine you get in a fake relationship and they're like, hey, we need to set something up, but it's not that bad. You're only going to be together for 3 months, but Jennifer Lopez gets to bounce on it for a while. Like, okay, I'm in.
Because you know there was one thing that he still missed 17 years later.
Yeah, that ass.
A New York City Spanish teacher was caught sucking a topless man's nipple during a Zoom class right after students said they were eating spaghetti together on Zoom.
That's why these dudes need to get vaccinated. Wait, teachers have been vaccinated. Get your ass fucking back to work.
Yeah, because everyone who wanted to be vaccinated in New York can be vaccinated right now.
Right.
I think we're pretty much reaching that point.
And teachers were the first on the list. Like, get your ass back to work. You can be in that fucking little Lucite box, but get off the fucking spaghetti, get off the nipples, and that's fucking weird... conjugate those verbs on the board, asshole. Juegar, okay?
Have you ever thought of spaghetti right before sex?
No, it's too... I don't like to eat before sex. It makes me too tired.
I mean, spaghetti.
Yeah.
That's a pretty heavy thing to...
Yeah.
All right. All right, let's take this over and have sex while I'm... And then, like, apparently just went right into the lesson.
Yeah. I like to be light on my feet. I like to be light in the belly when I'm getting those legs up and really digging in there deep and getting to work. then after, I like to recharge.
I don't... I'm also not into... my nipples being played with.
No comment. Me either. Okay. Me either.
You want to be... Hang on. Yeah. You want to be calling people weird and you're saying you're into people playing with your nipples?
I'm not into people.
Disgusting.
Right?
Okay. You're a very special
lady. Here's what I'll say. Yes, here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll say. Here's what
Get
I'll,
off my fucking nipples.
Here's what I'll say. I'm just going to say this. Kind of hurts. But it kind of feels good. Okay, go on. Move on.
You're the guy who's casting aspersions on people.
I'm not watching solo porn over here, buddy. Okay? I'm doing cool shit.
I'm the only person. Hey, listen.
Disgusting.
It's cool. No. You like to work it while a guy's apple bag is on screen. Yeah. That can be your thing.
Right.
It's not going to be my thing.
Yeah.
Yesterday was May 10th, and in South Carolina, government offices were closed in observance of Confederate Memorial Day.
What other... foreign adversaries do they celebrate in South Carolina?
They just hate the United States.
Do they pour a little out on it's in September. It was a Tuesday.
Al-Qaeda Day.
Yeah. Do they get like real excited for the all those Saudis that tried to ruin our way of life that day?
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's December. Let's get out those rising sun flags.
Exactly. I mean, insane.
Hirohito Day.
Get over it. You guys fucking lost.
Losers. It's over.
Yes.
It was always over.
It was always
over.
You
didn't have a chance.
Never.
Fucking losers.
Yeah.
A Chicago man whined about yuppies in the park before trying to run picnickers over with his truck.
I mean,
I didn't even know yuppies was like a thing. I mean, it's still a certain type of person, but like yuppies was like an 80s term.
Yeah, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Todd, and
Margo
in Christmas Vacation. Like, that's yuppies.
Right. Yuppies.
These are just, there's probably more hipsters. It's Chicago. They're outside. That's
what I was thinking. Yeah. Like, I think he was 57.
Yeah.
So he just doesn't know the word hipster. I don't know. Yeah.
There's a lot of young, beautiful people in the city of Chicago, Illinois, and when the sun comes out, they all go outside and then they all go to bars and they all fuck each other. And this 57-year-old guy was probably he's not involved in that.
He's not getting his carrot wet. Yep. That's the thing.
It's always the thing. He's an incel.
It's always the thing.
Yep.
Now, this is another one. I want your take. Yeah. I don't know if you've already
weighed in on it. No, I know it. Yep.
A 19-year-old woman shared her exchange on Raya with 51-year-old Matthew Perry on TikTok. And she was essentially shaming him for being one of these Hollywood guys, right?
That fucks 19-year-olds.
Young women.
Yeah. On the video, though, it's interesting that it says 51 because on the video – it says he's 48, and I'm
he looks.
Yeah, he looks 58. He's
he's done some hard living.
I only know people that I've spoken to on Raya that are on Raya have told me two things. One, Matthew Perry tried to fuck him. B, Jeremy Piven tried to fuck him. And now, but there is this understanding where you're like not supposed to fucking talk about it. You know, it's like Fight Club, except there's sex.
Yeah, I just think it's bullshit. Look.
Yeah.
Is a 19-year-old too young for a 51-year-old?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course. Yeah.
But
not illegal.
it's not illegal, and he went through the app that, you know, is what it's what famous people matching up, is that it?
This is a loosely held term, but yes.
Right. Instagram people and
yes,
TikTokers.
That's the problem. That's the problem.
Right. But I mean, he's playing by the rules. It's a weird, you know, if I'm his buddy, I'm like, yeah, that's a bit much. But but he's doing something legal and somebody's gonna share it and try to shame him. I mean, fuck her.
Yeah, no, fuck her. I agree. Like, she had her window set to capture 51-year-olds, just like he had his window set to capture 19-year-olds. It's gross, but it's, you know, they both agreed to this, and she shouldn't have thrown his ass under the bus, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry, Chandler.
And finally.
Yeah.
Finally, let's take it to Colorado Springs.
Yep.
A 55-year-old Colorado Springs man who somewhat recently, I think, legally changed his name from Patrick Sandoval to Jean-Joseph Danger Lachief, like the James Bond villain.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He was just, Lachief is the Mads Mikkelsen bleeding eye character in Casino Royale.
Oh, so good. Yeah, where they like zap his balls and shit. They like torture him.
Yeah. Well, he's just been arrested for beating his 83-year-old dad to death after learning he had been cut out of the will.
I mean, you know, he was kind of owed. Did the dad have like a younger, like Filipina maid? Because sometimes they'll get you to fucking switch up the power of attorney at the end, you know?
I mean, looking at the picture of this guy, it's hard to believe he had a living dad.
Yeah, that's true. 55. You know, like, and Brad Pitt's like 58.
Yeah, and
George Clooney's 60.
Yeah, and he said self-defense, and then they said, you know what, he needed to be escorted. He was very frail.
Yeah, and yet you're okay with bombing on 70-year-olds at the donut shop.
Okay, if the dad 70 called plus, Lachief,
an N-word. Yeah,
and it's, that'd Lachief be okay. Was a young, I mean, I just think there should be a healthy fear. I know when I cannot run my mouth. I just know when it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
And looking at a particularly perturbed Dunkin' Donuts worker makes me think I'm not going to run my mouth. This guy, Lachief, looks like a big bag of shit.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing his father didn't call him the N-word.
That's true. There's some skater kids in my neighborhood that have done some things that I don't like to people in my family. And I saw them but they're minors. I saw them at the grocery store. They were sitting outside trying to do kickflips and shit outside. And they knew who I am. And I walked up and I just fucking mad dogged them all. And they were all looking away. But what I really wanted to do was grab one of them by the feet and swing him over my head and just start beating the fucking rest of them about their head with his head. But I refrained. I didn't do that.
Yeah. I know the feeling when there's a kid fucking with your kid, you really want to mash.
Now, if their dad was there, I'd fucking go up and push him around a little bit and ask him why he's raised such a fucking piece of shit kid. That would be more fun. That would be more exciting to do. Now, the dad, he might be a little more formidable. But, hey, I'll take that chance. I'll risk it just to let him know.
There was a kid messing with one of my sons a couple of years ago.
Oh, fuck,
and he was
kid.
Relentless, and I was there. I saw it, and he didn't know that I was right there.
Yeah.
And he was with his buddies, and then I walked up, and I was like, I don't listen to him. I know for a fact his dad doesn't love him.
He's thinking about that. He's still thinking about
He's
that.
He's still thinking about it two years later. And I feel good about it. I feel...
That's good. I like that too.
Yeah. Because I can't do much, but I can certainly make him wonder if dad really loves him.
Think about it. His dad doesn't love him, by the way. That's why he's an asshole. No. Okay, that's it. Guys, check out our GoFundMe. The link is in the show notes. Check it out. Contribute if you can. Also, next week, possible appearance by the Penis Connoisseur with a new penis review. If you would like to have your penis reviewed by the Penis Connoisseur, just send her an email. thepenisexpert@yahoo.com. For Ed Daily, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 370 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast.
LS, hell yes.
We'll see you next week.
Lifestyle's baller, podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Not just my brothers, reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star. And the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot. Man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man. It really hits the spot.